Evernote AI Edit is coming. That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. Evernote AI Edit is rolling out, and I got mine a few days ago. I'm going to show you how I'm using AI Edit to help me with the content that you are experiencing right now. You'll know if you have AI Edit if you see a small button just under Share in an Evernote note. Click it, and you'll see the options that Evernote AI Edit gives you. First, it's going to make you select some text. There may be parts of a note that just aren't appropriate for editing. For example, what I'm composing is in an Evernote note. I wrote the script in Evernote. And I'm using a template that includes a checklist of things that I need to do to bring this content to you via my blog, YouTube, the podcast, and newspaper column. Well, I don't want AI Edit to touch any of the checklist part. All I want it to do is help me edit the script. So the first option is summarize. I highlighted the entire script that I wrote for this episode. I have several options for summarization, so I'm going to choose to have Evernote AI Edit summarize the script in one paragraph. Here's what AI Edit said. Evernote AI Edit is a new feature designed to help with content organization and editing. The AI Edit feature includes options for summarizing, fixing errors, crafting titles and introductions, translating and changing the tone of the writing. The feature also allows users to selectively apply the AI suggestions and make the final decisions. While acknowledging the importance of honing writing skills, the author emphasizes the potential of AI to provide relevant examples and help overcome the challenge of starting the writing process. The author invites feedback on the AI Edit feature and highlights the importance of responsible use of AI as a tool. Not bad, as the person who wrote the content that you're about to hear. And so after this episode is over, I'd invite you to go back and revisit that summary and see if you feel like it was right on the money. Okay, next comes an easy one. I am not a good typist, and I tend to make mistakes. Now, sure, I do have Grammarly running, and it's helpful to catch my errors. I can look at what's underlined in red and fix them one at a time. But Evernote AI Edit fixes them all at once. Just watch. If you're enjoying this content on the podcast, I encourage you to watch the video where you see the paragraph I highlighted and what Evernote AI Edit did with that paragraph to fix my typos. The next menu item is called Help Me Write. Ask anyone who writes or composes video or podcast, and they'll tell you that the hardest tricks of composing the content are: number one, crafting a title that gets people's attention. After all, if they don't click the title, it doesn't matter how good the content is, they'll never read it. Second is crafting an introduction that sets the tone for your message. You want the first sentence to keep people wanting to go to the next sentence and to the next paragraph. If not, they're never going to get to the meat of your message. And third, finally, you want to have a conclusion that wraps a bow around your message. It's the thing that sends the reader out into the world wanting to take action on what they just learned. You see, when you sit down to write, you've got a pretty good idea of what you want to say, but the introduction, the conclusion, and the title are the three things where you may need help. So guess what the Help Me Write menu does? Those three things. Okay, so I highlighted the entire script and asked Evernote AI Edit to help me write an introduction. Here's what it said. Have you heard about the new Evernote AI Edit feature? It's been a game changer for me in creating the content you're currently experiencing. From summarizing to fixing errors, crafting titles and introductions, translating, and even changing the tone of the writing, Evernote AI Edit offers a range of helpful options. Let me walk you through how this AI tool has revolutionized my content creation process and how it could potentially benefit you as well. Now, notice that Evernote AI Edit didn't simply put its suggestions into my script. It lets me make that decision. I click to copy and then paste it where I want it. I can edit from there. You're going to see this same behavior throughout the rest of the menu items. Now, let me highlight my script and ask it to help me write a conclusion. Now, personally, what it gave me, I think, was too long. And to me, it seemed more like a summary of the whole article. And to a certain extent, what it wrote for an introduction did as well. So I clicked the regenerate button. And this new version said, I hope this information will help you understand the topic better and encourage you to explore it further. Remember to stay curious and keep learning. So much shorter, a little more vague, perhaps too short. Let's try one more thing. This time, I'm going to highlight what I intended for the conclusion and see what Evernote AI does with it. So there you have it. Whether you're a fan of AI or not, it's clear that it's here to stay. Just like any tool, it comes down to how we choose to use it. If you've got Evernote AI Edit, I'd love to hear your thoughts. And if you're not a fan of AI, I'm open to that too. Thanks for spending this time with me. And if you enjoyed what you heard, check out the other videos on the channel and consider subscribing. This is Frank Buck helping you get organized and make it look easy. Okay, so I've pasted in the body of the blog post and have shown in the video what Evernote AI Edit wrote. Now, I'm going to stick with my original, but what Evernote did was good. And now let's let it help me write a title. I highlight the script again, and from the Evernote AI Edit Help Me Write menu, I choose Title. It suggests revolutionizing content creation with Evernote AI Edit. Okay, not bad. Let me click Regenerate and see what other suggestion Evernote AI Edit gives. Embracing Evernote AI Edit, a revolution in content creation. Okay, so, it gives you suggestions. So in a global society, we may speak many languages. How can we make our written word readable by those who don't speak the language that we speak? Sure, we can copy and paste into Google Translate. We can use Google Lens, a personal favorite of mine. But what if we could do it all right from that Evernote note? So let's highlight a portion of this script and from Evernote AI Edit, choose Translate and pick a language. First, I'll choose Spanish. And here's the result on the screen that you'll see in the body of the blog post. You'll also see it on screen if you're watching the video. Next, I'll choose French. How about German? And now Chinese. And I'm doing it all from within a note in Evernote. Now, there's one more menu item called Change the Tone. This feature is not available yet, but I'm looking forward to it. You see, one of the challenges with the written word is that emotion gets lost. Sometimes we don't come across the way that we would like. What if technology could take our message and make it sound more professional or more casual or more happy? Now, please don't misunderstand me. I don't for one microsecond suggest that honing our own writing skills is no longer important. But if you write well, I'll be willing to bet that you were exposed to good writing on a regular basis. It helps us to see relevant examples as we craft our own style. And AI can provide those kinds of examples for us. We can modify them. We can ignore them if we like. But my friends, it removes the curse of the blank page, because that's the hardest part, getting started. So if you have Evernote AI edit already, I'd love to hear your comments. If you think AI is the worst thing in the world, you know, I'd like to hear that too. Regardless of what we think, AI is here. It's a tool. A hammer's a tool. It can be used to pound the nails that result in your dream home. It's also a tool that can be used to smash the windows in that same home. It all depends on who's using the tool. This has been Frank Buck helping you get organized and make it look easy.